Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, it feels good to be back. I'm so sorry that I missed last week's radio show without any warning. I had COVID, and I have a couple of songs about being sick and then feeling better. I'm not going to start my show off with them. I'm going to start my show off with a song which popped into my head about, let's say like an hour ago, maybe. It's Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder, because there I was at work wrapping up. I took tomorrow and Friday off so I can have a nice 5-day weekend, go back home to New York, see my parents, see some friends. If you're one of my friends from back home, hit me up. Let's hang out. I will be back by next week, though. I'll be driving back on Christmas. And so anyway, there I was at work trying to wrap everything up, wrapping up a project, trying to show my coworkers how to continue this project that I was working on. And mid-spiel, nosebleed, just gushing out of my nose. And so that was, luckily I didn't get any on me. I didn't drip anything on the floor. I'm a real pro when it comes to nosebleeds. But ain't nothing gonna break my stride. And that's how we're starting things off tonight on December 20th. Can you believe that? December 20th of 2023. Second to last show of the year for me here at 91.5 on Highly Recommended as Mellow Max. That's me. And yeah, so my show is Highly Recommended. It is full of music that I recommend highly to all of you. The theme for tonight is just a return to good old classic, not even classic rock, but just like return to, you know, some classic Mellow Max, Highly Recommended stuff going on. And I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that you are all looking forward to it as well. Let's see, other announcements. Oh, tonight is the BMA, the BMAs. The Boston Music Awards. That's cool. Best of luck to everyone there. I might give you guys updates later on in my show. I'll be here 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. BMAs. Let's go local music. Speaking of local music, just under a week from today, next month, January 17th, yep, January 17th of 2024, I will be interviewing Little Fuss here live on air. So if you like the band Little Fuss, if you like local music, if you think you might like the band Little Fuss, tune in. It should be fun. They're really cool. I like their music. Great local band. What's not to like? Coming up next, we're going to have Ogre You A-Hole. And I will figure out what the translation of the Japanese song title is next, when next I speak to you all. Enjoy. But yeah, interview. Should be cool. Tune in. Thank you.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blows,
a fox in the brush,
the knot of the wood,
the song of a thrush,
the wood of the wing,
a cliff, a fall,
a scratch,
a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope.
It's a bean, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope.
And the riverbank talks of the waters of marsh. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart.
The foot, the ground,
the flesh and the bone,
the beat of the road,
a slingshot stone,
in a truckload of bricks,
in the soft morning light,
the shot of a gun,
in the dead of the night,
a mile,
a must,
a thrust,
a bump.
It's a girl,
it's a rhyme,
it's a cold,
it's the mumps,
the plan of the house,
the body in bed,
and the car that got stuck.
It's the mud, it's the mud, a float,
a drift,
a flight,
a wing,
a cock,
a quail,
the promise of spring,
and the riverbank talks of the waters of March.
It's the promise of life,
it's
the joy in your heart,
a point, a grain,
stain, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
John.
It is me,
a fish,
a flash,
a silvery glow,
and the riverbank talks of the waters of marsh. It's the promise of life in your heart,
a psycho,
sycophant,
a rat,
a rave,
a goat,
a lamb,
a siren,
a scream,
the ocean,
the sand,
a friend,
a cop,
a car,
a crash,
my hand,
a slap,
a cloud,
a storm,
star,
a way,
charm,
a future,
a song,
a snake,
a stick, a stone, the end of the road, it's the rest of a stone, a lonesome road, it's a sliver of glass, the light, the sun, the night, the death, the end of the run, da 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 da.
Said doctor, to relieve this belly ache. me coconut and call me in the morning.
And those were the first. That was the first song about me being sick and feeling better. And I will say, Harry Nilsson had it right. Lime in the coconut, it's the way to go. Only way to feel better. It cures COVID. it's true. Before Coconut by Harry Nilsson, we had a lovely, lovely, lovely version of Waters of March by John Roseborough and May Simmons that came out in March of this, of almost last year, 2023, almost through it. That song, you know, I think the most popular version, at least in the States, would have to be the version by Simon and Garfunkel. That's the version that I know best. But it turns out that was originally a Brazilian song written by Antonio Carlos Jobim in 1972. The Simon & Garfunkel version didn't come out until 75. Whatever version it is a lovely, lovely song. Before that, we had Ogre You A-Hole with New Kind of Man, it turns out, is the translation of that song. I wouldn't have known where to start guessing. Behind me right now is Beggar's Opera with Lament. Coming up next, we have three whole songs which describe me when I'm sick. And then I also threw in a couple of songs about noses because I lost my sense of smell when I had COVID. It was freaky. Oh man, I'll tell you guys about that more later. I don't know. It just was very unpleasant. It's back now, thank goodness. Coming up next, Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker.
Left you on my own. getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
I'm not sick. I am now well. Those were my songs about being sick and then not being sick and getting better all the time. And now I'm feeling all right. Behind me right now is Kikigaku Moyo with Amayadori. I have a lot of Japanese music in here, and I always feel very lucky when the artists transliterate the songs into English on the albums. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like when you go to a Chinese restaurant and the entire menu's in English, and it's like, well, okay. But then if you go to one where the whole menu's in Chinese and you don't understand any of it, but there are pictures, you know that food's gonna be really good. Yeah, I don't know how that translates to music, but it's just like that. Before Amayadori by Kikigaku Moyo, we had Harvey Danger with Flagpole Sitta. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I was sick. I was unwell. But before that, we had The Beatles with Getting Better. I really did that in the wrong order. I should have started off with Flagpole Sitta, I'm not sick, but I'm not well, and then gone to The Beatles, Getting Better, and then I should have ended with Joe Cocker's Feeling All Right. But I did it in reverse order because I am feeling all right. Coming up next, we're going to have another Japanese song, several Japanese songs. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thank you. it's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform lovin' listeners back in the new year. Very important message there. Keep that in mind, you guys. Behind me right now is Shigeru Suzuki with Coral Reef, released in 1978. Isn't it so smooth? It's on an album with Harumi Hosono and Tatsuro Yamashita. I know that I've played some Hosono on the show before, but it's nice to be getting around. I think I might have played this on here before as well. Before this song, we had Rei Harakami with Bo Tequila. Before that was Kikigaku Moyo with Nana, a nice new psychedelic take, or nice new psychedelic rock. 5 years old, but new enough. I saw them live on that tour. Oh, so good. and the beginning, I don't know if any of you guys caught it, but the beginning of that song kind of reminded me of the Home Depot beat, if you know what I mean. And before that, we started off that Japanese music set with Osamu Kitajima with Tengu, a Long-Nosed Goblin, released in 1974 off of the album Benzaitan. And I would highly, highly, highly recommend checking out that album. It's super, super cool. Coming up next, I actually have a really cool song. It is from my favorite genre of music, Canterbury Scene, which is that, like, if you think about late Beatles psychedelic sound and how that was happening in the same place, same time as a lot of progressive rock, and then you kind of bring the two together, so you have this really psychedelic, melodic, trippy, cool prog, all that good stuff. That is Canterbury Scene. And it wasn't just, you know, in Canterbury in England. The band coming up next is one of those great, not one of the great, but there are many great Italian prog rock groups. The band coming up next is one. They only have one album as far as I know. But it's so good. This song is super cool. I hope you guys like it. I also just wanted to say I love all my listeners, but those of you out there in your cars, in your homes, listening on an actual radio, so cool. Love you guys. And if anyone wants to call in, you can do so at 855-915-9636. Enjoy Coco Melastico by Picchio Dal Pozzo. It's a trip.
Thank you.
Oh, is anyone else just feeling totally zen? I turned off the lights here in the studio. I just melted into my chair with that last song. That was Out of Focus with Fly Bird Fly, released in 1971. They're not quite krautrock. They're adjacent. It's like, they are krautrock. They're not Canterbury Scene, but it's very adjacent sound-wise. Behind me right now is some krautrock. I keep doing that. No, this is not krautrock. This is Canterbury Scene. They both start with k sounds. It's getting late. 7:55. Give me a break. This is Griffin with Ormolu. And before Out of Focus was Picchio dal Pozzo with Coco Melastico, released in 1976. Oh. And now, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to have some classic rock. Oh. No, we're going to have some jazz, actually. We're having Pat Metheny Group with Last Train Home. And that means that I get to chit-chat with you guys for a little bit. Oh, I had a whole spiel. What do you guys want to talk about? Do you guys have anything going on in your life? Do you have, anyone need advice? Anyone need holiday advice? That could be fun. Call in. We can do like an Ask Abby kind of thing. You don't even have to follow it. I won't even know. Just call in. Have fun. Chit chat with me. It's 855-915-9636. I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended. I marked 7 years here at WMFO in November of this year, which is a really exciting landmark. Kind of crazy to believe. I don't even know how many hours I've spent in this studio, how many days. I could find it. I could figure it out, but I don't have that number in front of me. It's been a lot. And I like music. My show is highly recommended. It's full of music that I recommend highly. I'm working on a website for my show. If you're on the WMFO website and you click on the timestamp next to any of the songs that I've played, it'll bring you, or if you go to the calendar and click on me, it'll bring you over to my playlist tonight. And then you can click on Mellow Max. That's me. And then it has a link to my website. That's max.kratzok.com/radio. That's max.kratzok.com/radio. And I'll have announcements and links there. I'm going to put some interview transcripts and potentially recordings up there. I have one from the archives, one from the vaults with Amel and the Sniffers, which I need to put up somewhere. I interviewed them in 2018. We broadcast it live, and then I think I rebroadcast it once during COVID when I couldn't get into the studio. And I was like, yeah, this will be fun to put on the radio. And other than that, I don't think anyone else has listened to it. And it's cool. I mean, they're a big band. It was really fun chatting with them. And not last week or the week before, but let's see, I'll open up my website and let you know. When did I interview Vero Strange? Vero Strange interview was December 6th. That was my last show. Because I was out sick last week. And that was really fun. Coming up next week, we're going to have my interview, or not next week, next month, my interview with Little Fuss. That'll be cool. I'm trying to, you know, bring in some more local music scene, trying to, honestly, I'm trying to score free tickets. So, you know, got to put in a little interview work, write a little bit here and there. I'll also have a concert review, because after Little Fuss, a week after our interview, they're having a mini tour with a show here in Boston, and then a couple more not too far away. Let's see. Let's talk about college radio. I love college radio. I love 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. That's where my heart belongs, and I think that WMFO is really a special college radio station. It's having a freeform radio station is so cool. Yeah, the way that it was described to me was that I could crinkle up